ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba ba.
Bill, I don't know that we can use this song anymore.
Is it too emotional?
I don't know. You just were mouthing the words to it, and quite honestly, it looked like your sex face.
A, you've never seen my sex face.
It's what I would imagine it would be while wearing a cape.
All right, that part you got right. The rest of it is ridiculous, but the cape part you nailed. And I do switch colors of the cape. You don't want things... After all the years I've been married, you don't want things to get monotonous.
No,
so I do
I
have
guess
different
not.
Colored capes.
What about your tights?
That's my business. That's totally my business.
You were very into that song.
Well,
you're
yeah.
Weird. I can't look at you
me.
The same way now.
That
I gotta
song
turn,
speaks to me. Wendy.
Turning my chair around.
The booba booba boo song.
Oh, that's what
me.
It is. Yep. You hear something that totally resembles the word boob.
No, it's she's singing boo ba boo ba boo ba boo with B O O.
Right, but string yeah. it all together and you get the end of the
dirty.
B with the front of the
that's
B.
That's dirty. Oh. It's a good thing we're on the stream because they would close the shop down. We'd be closed down for maintenance issues. Hey, speaking of clothes, and we were technically capes or clothes. I was on this internet today.
Where'd you find it?
It's on my computer. Somebody put it on my computer, so
it's
I was
not on
looking
mine.
At it. Oh yeah, it's press the internet button. It's right there. There's a fashion alert, Wendy. There's a fashion trend going on that I hope you're aware of, because this is going to be the hottest thing this year.
All right, I can't wait to hear it.
2017. This is. Are you ready for
yeah.
this? This is inside information from me to you. About the
fashion,
world of fashion.
The connoisseur.
Right.
You're like our new Mr. Blackwell.
I'm the century's Mr. Blackwell. That's who I am. So beware, everybody listening, if you don't have these, go to the store and get them, because this will be the biggest fashion thing of 2017. Clear plastic jeans. Do you have some? You better get some. Clear plastic jeans, Wendy. It says it right here on the Yahoo.
Are you son of Blackwell?
Yeah, I'm son of Blackwell.
Who's going to wear those besides
everybody.
Exotic dancers?
Everybody's going to wear them. It says it's the hottest fashion trend to come down the pike in years. Topshop is the company that's making them. They're one of the companies that are making them. Topshop is still in recovery mode from the clear panel mom jean backlash, but the fashion retailer is stirring controversy again with its latest creation. On Monday, Topshop debuted...
Nice way to say it.
Debuted.
Ooh la la.
Sassoon, if we're talking fashion.
Yeah.
Moto Clear Plastic Straight Leg Jeans. The product description for the completely translucent $100 jeans reads as follows. Think outside the box.
That's dirty.
You're being dirty. That's
no,
not dirty.
I'm
not. You're reading too much into it. Think outside the box with these out-of-the-ordinary clear plastic jeans guaranteed to get people talking. And you know what they'll be saying? That woman looks ridiculous.
If I wanted to just save a little money, could I just use Saran Wrap, you think?
Yes. I've done that.
Yes.
That works.
Why did you do that?
Never mind.
Paint some pockets on, and you got yourself a pair of pants.
Can I just say it looks like you're ready to go to a baseball game when it's raining? That's all
That's
it looks like.
That's what it looks like. You're right. Now, in the pictures we're seeing, the woman is wearing a pair of very short blue jeans underneath. Is that how these are to be worn, or would you just wear your underwear? Or would you not wear anything? Because that would make people talk.
If you're going to go with the clear jeans, you know, there's some things that shouldn't be shown, and one are panty lines.
Right.
If you have clear jeans, you shouldn't show your panties. I hate that word. Panties. Let's just say underpants.
Underpants.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna walk the walk,
yes.
you should take off the underpants.
All right. But I'm almost sure then... You would get arrested.
Well, that's
you?
What I would think.
I would imagine.
What's the point of it if you're not wearing...
Oh, there's a point, Wendy. Now, I remember when I was a kid, there was a model in Playboy who had a pair of these. And this was, you know, this was when I was a kid. It was 1941. But I remember seeing this woman, and I can't remember what her name was, but she had a pair of clear plastic pants. And it was very alluring. But that's because I was a kid and she was a Playboy playmate.
Then how did you forget her name?
I don't remember her name. I think Marcy Hansen.
If you're right, I am going to eat a pen.
I have that on tape. Kevin, you got that on tape, right? If I'm right, if there's a picture of Marcy Hansen Playboy with clear plastic pants, you must eat a pen. Boy, I hope I'm right. I've never seen anyone eat a whole pen before.
What's her name?
Marcy Hansen, I think. She's on the television show Roller Girls. I'm pretty sure it was her. But even like then, as a kid, I went, this is ahead of its time. I bet in the year 2017, it's commonplace for a woman to have clear plastic jeans, but not now. Not now. Mm-mm.
Why would they come back? Plastic shorts. So you said jeans.
No, I said pants.
All right, they're shorts.
Shorts or pants?
How could you remember Marcy Hansen name in 1978? Does this look like her?
That's her. Yeah, she's wearing that's exactly the picture I'm referring to.
Okay, they're not
Wendy
pants.
Wendy just reached under the panel and pulled out some Playboy magazine. They must be David Pliers. I think he keeps a stash here in the studio.
Okay, first of all, I don't know why you didn't say her name to begin with.
I couldn't think of it initially.
Yeah, but then I pressed you, and for sure you remembered it, because you're an impressionable kid.
As soon as I knew there was a chance of it making you eat a pen,
I'm not eating the pen.
Come on, brain, don't fail me, and it didn't.
First of all, you said 1948, it's 78. Second of all, they're not clear pants, they're clear hot pants.
Yeah.
They're shorts. It's a difference.
I just said pants. Shorts are pants. You should eat a pen. What flavor do you want? Black ink or blue ink?
I only use black ink.
All right.
Boy, she's perky.
She is. Yeah. And all right. So you could see where I, as a kid, seeing this picture of Marcy Hansen just wearing clear plastic pants, you say to yourself, that's a good time. Good for her.
No, you don't. And a woman would look at it and go, boy, she said if it rains.
Yep.
I can buy this for you. It's on Etsy. They have a shop, the Playboy pages. It's only $5, only one available.
What is it, for the magazine or just
No, you
picture?
Get a picture of it.
I don't need it.
11x23 wall art decor.
Yeah, that's right. Put it on my wall. I'm sure that would go over big at home.
Marcy Hansen?
Picture of a woman with plastic shorts.
Oh, it's show material. I could write it off.
Right. It's a deduction for next year. Excellent. That's good news. I'm not positive this trend is going to take off, Wendy. I'll be honest with you. It just looks a little showy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
A lot showy.
What happens if it gets really hot? Would they steam up?
That is the best question you've asked all year.
I bet it would get...
Well, you definitely sweat in them.
Yeah, I bet it would get all foggy. Don't you imagine?
Well, that's why you could wear them in public without underpants.
I guess so.
Because just walking would make them sweat up. That's terrible. Who's going to wear these?
It says they feature classic pockets. That's why people are buying them, I bet, for their classic pockets.
Again, if you put something in the pocket, we're going to see it.
There will be detailing on them, although it's clear, so I don't know how much detailing you need. And they'll be cropped at the ankle bone.
They said ankle bone?
Ankle bone. I would have just gone with ankle. Ideal as a statement piece. You know what the statement is?
What?
Even on the stream, I can't say it. Ideal as a statement piece for a festival or a costume party. Take the look to the extreme with a bikini and a sequin jacket. Or dress them down. They're already dressed down. They're clear.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
If you're going to go to one of the outdoor fests and you're going to wear a bikini, just wear a bikini.
You don't need the clear plastic pants.
Exactly.
Right? But I think this says, I am wearing a bikini, obviously, because they're clear and you can see it. But,
because you can see it too.
Yes. But also... I've got that extra element of flair to me with the clear plastic pants.
And tons of sweat.
And lots of sweat for everybody involved.
They're going to smell so bad, I'm sure. Like, if wearing them to a festival and you're sweating all... Ugh,
sure.
It's disgusting.
Smells like Coachella in here. That's what I would say. You can layer them.
Why? Why?
I don't know why. Under an oversized jumper or an asymmetrical hem dress... And, Wendy, if you offered me $10,000 right now to tell you what an asymmetrical hem dress is...
Come on, think of it. You could figure that out very easily. A symmetrical hem would be...
An even one.
Right. Asymmetrical.
One that's off balance?
That's it.
Why does that exist?
Because it's very popular now where it's short on one side and long on the other.
Seems sloppy to me.
Well, you're not a seamstress.
You don't know that. Take that back.
I'm showing Judy Pilek. She has walked in.
Judy's
so
going to be
that
embarrassed.
You just said the word seamstress because I just filmed my May Goodbye Girl, and with me I had a
sewist.
What is the difference between
a... We don't call them seamstress anymore.
Oh, is that
sewist?
Is that right?
I'm like a sewist.
Artists, they're like artists.
You're just kind of good at it.
Yeah. They create. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, but did you get a good look at these clear jeans that Bill,
they're all the
son
rage.
Of Blackwell, has said
Hello.
That it's they're all the rage now.
They're yeah, ugly. They're so ugly.
They're just Judy. Stupid.
You dumb, ugly, ugly.
Can't criticize the top fashion trend of 2017.
But you have to wear something under them, so it's...
You don't have to.
Yeah,
but you'll get arrested.
It's advised that you do, but it's optional.
How much? They're 55...
No, it says here that they're 100.
Well, this is 55 euros, so I guess...
Yeah,
it's a plastic wrap.
That's what Kevin...
I've done that.
Kevin suggested that.
I've seen girls wear hefty bags.
Oh.
As dresses.
Oh.
On Halloween?
Look. No, at... What was that bar, that punk rock bar that opened up?
Exit, Neo?
Yes, Exit and Neo. Yeah, it was the Exit.
It Club says here in April, a French company called Vetements, who I'm not aware of, but I am now, presented the world with what they called bare butt jeans featuring a zipper that went down the crease of the back. And if you wanted to, if you were so inclined, you could unzip it and walk around with your butt hanging out. That's up to you.
That's a great idea if you want to walk by the Allstate Showcase studio and moon someone. Other than that, what would you...
I can't imagine what
the... mooning, it would be very, very easy.
Easier in cars to moon
Can you imagine? Zip.
Pressed ham.
Zip.
But wouldn't you run the risk then? You could just be walking
down
the street.
Oh, there'd be a lot of risk there when you
And let's say Bill O'Reilly's walking the other way. He could just unzip you anytime he wanted to.
Best thing ever invented.
Right. Right.
Makes my job so much easier. It's stupid. No one's going to wear them. 312-235-2525. Be honest. And I don't want to hear from men.
Well, they've already
shown... Because you should not be wearing them.
It's not only stupid, it just looks bad. It doesn't even look good.
All right, they've already shown one celebrity that has taken a liking to these. And you'll be shocked.
Kardashian?
Yes. I was going to say, you'll be shocked to find out that
Kylie?
She is.
Oh, God.
No. The smarter Jenner, Kendall, of course, Wendy.
No.
Kendall Jenner is now wearing these invisible jeans. And then there's a picture of her
to
wearing...
To match her invisible brain.
There's a picture of her. They show Kendall Jenner wearing... see, now, honestly, there are so many girls in this country who, if one of the Kardashians slash Jenners are wearing something, in their head it registers
It'll
as, well, that's
rage.
A hit.
Yep.
If one of them is wearing one, I should be wearing them, too. I don't
yeah, but they're not going to let them wear them to school.
I don't think so.
And she is, so. Does she have jeans on under it?
Yeah, she's wearing a pair of very short blue jeans underneath and then the invisible
jeans. You mean jean shorts?
Yeah, jean shorts.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Right.
What is it made out of?
Plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic.
So, but they're calling them jeans?
Yeah. Right, there's no denim involved. You can't find denim anywhere.
Call them jeans.
So for it to officially be a jean or jeans, you have to have a denim element to this, right?
No. Don't you? You can have colored jeans.
Or you can have
cotton.
But
they're still jeans.
Right.
Still, it's the jean style with the back pockets. That's another thing. Before you walked in, Bill said they're going to have pockets. So when your phone's in there and your keys and
your
velament,
right.
You're going to see all that.
Yep. Someone's going right for that velament.
That's my fear, Judy. That's why I'm not buying these. I don't want people to know how many mints I have or where I keep them.
I don't even
want
to know what's in your pockets.
Nope.
Listen, not for men.
No, not for men.
No smashed junk.
No. Although that would be a great name for a company who made men's clear jeans. Copyrighted quick. Quick.
No, I don't want it.
I'm telling you.
Or a band.
Yeah.
Smash junk.
All right, so there you have it. This is the, according to Yahoo, they're saying this is the hottest... fashion trend of the year so far, 2017.
Yahoo.
And that would be your clear plastic
That's
jeans.
Where he gets all his news.
No, I get it at Yoohoo. All right, a quick break. There's more show. It's Phil and the 20 on WGN.
Thank you, Judy. Were we going to talk about...
You were going to eat a pen.
I'm not eating a
you
pen.
You said you'd eat a pen. This is very disappointing. We
all
made
right.
a bet. You're a Welsher.
I so
you
what?
Should have your own grape juice.
You should make her wear plastic pants.
Yeah, you have to wear plastic pants.
No. On the outside.
Right.
I'll wear them on my head.
All right.
I'm not. I Didn't mean
we
it.
We made a bet.
We didn't shake
you
on it.
You and I made a bet. You know, if this was gangster times, they'd be after you. You'd have to talk to a guy named Big
and
Danny.
You know they.
You know.
Yeah, they.
We made a bet.
There's no pen here. I'm
you
not eating
it?
A highlighter. It'll be all over my face.
I have a pen.
I'm not going to break that pen.
You can break it. I got a dozen more of them. Here you go. Do you like salt?
No, I got to eat my own pen. I don't know where everybody else's pens have been.
This is a pristine pen. Just yeah, you could eat this pen in a minute. It's good for you. It's fiber.
There's already a tooth mark in it.
Yeah, somebody else tried to eat it.
I'm not... Can I just say, A, there's never a pen in this studio.
Right.
Nick DiGilio works here all the time, correct?
Yeah.
Who else does? Podcasters and
such? They do a lot of podcasts out of here.
There's never a writing utensil. There's only highlighters. And when you do find a pen, it's all chewed up.
Right.
Or that little, like, claspethy sign.
Always broken. Always broken.
I break those. That's kind of a habit.
Someone does that in the newsroom. I know who. I won't name names, but
Steve Bertrand.
Every pen.
Yeah, they break them. Yeah.
I'm not eating a pen. I can't eat a pen.
You said you were gonna. There's
too much fiber for me. I take Healthy Trinity.
There's not even such a thing as a candy pen, I don't think.
No, they don't make candy pens.
Cigarettes,
nope.
We could get you a candy cigarette, but not
it's not the same. Wendy said specifically.
She did say pen.
If I was
well,
right.
Well, you know what? I didn't hear you say it, but that's what Bill says.
We have
I did
tape.
Say it.
You did. But I like the way you try to get out of it because I said pants, and you go, well, they're not pants, they're shorts, but shorts are pants. That's all right. You don't have to eat a pen. But you're disappointing everyone listening.
It's radio.
We're getting thousands of texts.
I'm disappointing you. You're the only one I'm disappointing.
Can I read you a fake text?
Yes.
Wendy said she'd eat a pen. She must eat a pen.
I can't.
That's
from
the 8168 area code.
I got bad teeth. I got two implants. Dental.
Whatever.
And I don't want to break a tooth.
All right.
I can't eat a pen.
That's acceptable. But from
I don't
now
think
on,
you should eat a pen.
When we make bets, you should not say that the bet will culminate in you eating a pen.
Maybe next time you want to say, I will stab myself in the eye with
a
pen.
Yeah, say that.
Well, no, why would I say that?
Because that's more doable.
Well, I think that's why I bet that.
All right. You're disappointed.
Money works in bets pretty well.
Yeah. You should have said, I'll bet you $10,000.
I don't have $10,000.
Or 10. 10 would have been good.
10 is fine.
If I give you $1, are we even?
I'll take the dollar. I just want to walk with something.
You know, it's a shame that I said I'd eat a pen as my bet because I'm drinking smart water today.
Right.
I should be smarter. It's made me dumber.
You got to drink a lot of that stuff. You got to just keep it flowing. Here's what we were going to discuss before you welched on a bet.
Shut up.
Where do you think, like if you were getting on an airplane and they said to you, sit wherever you want on an airplane. You can sit up front with the captain if you like. You can sit in first class. You can sit in coach, business coach. You can sit toward the back. You can sit on the wing. You can sit on top of the, you can sit wherever you want. What happened?
Brett just brought me a pen.
Brett, do you want to see Wendy eat a pen? Do you want to see Wendy eat a pen? Because she and I made a bet and she lost, so she has to eat it. Do you want to, all right.
How do I eat a pen? I love this joke.
Well, first of all, take
the cap off.
Take the cap off. You don't want to choke.
Maybe the ink. I don't think she should eat the.
Oh,
why break a tooth?
Right. Oh.
Plastic is toxic. I'm
Oh, sure.
Do you know where that pen's been? Stop.
All right. Is that good enough?
No.
And I'll give you $5.
That was pretty good.
I'll give you $5 to stop eating. That was great.
I broke a tooth.
You did, didn't you?
That was way harder than I thought.
No, in fairness, you didn't say you'd eat a pen cap. You said a pen. But don't. A little bit more.
I'm not. I'll have blue ink all over my face. I really hurt my tooth. Here, take $5.
No, I'm not taking your money. It's blood money.
I ate a pen cap, and there's $5.
No,
I think we're
you're even. Even Steven.
Kevin, can you run this through the scanner? Make sure that this is legit.
Here, take a highlighter like they have at every fast food place. Like, that's going to...
That's a highlighter.
Can I do what they do at the fast food place?
Yeah.
They hold it up to the light, and then they draw an 11 on it. And I don't know what that means.
No, you know why they hold it up? There's a metal strip in the middle. It's like off to the side.
A metal strip?
Yeah.
It's like a watermark, I thought.
Yeah, it's a watermark.
Not a metal strip.
There's like a metal piece of tape in there. Not like metal, like it's going to be wire.
And it's not, they don't use a highlighter.
Yeah, it's a special marker.
It's reactive.
Right. Yeah, it's not a metal strip. I bet you. Will you eat a notebook if I'm right?
I really cracked a tooth. I didn't, but it hurt.
I hope you didn't. Here's your money back. Just for the record.
No, you're going to need it for the dentist. I don't want to be welching on a bed.
It's your deductible with the dentist. When you go to see the dentist, he's going to need an extra $5. All right, so you're getting on a plane. This is hypothetical. You're getting on a plane, and they say to you, sit wherever you want. You pick the seat. We just want you to have the safest seat on the plane, and it's up to you. Where would that seat be located on an airplane, on a commercial airliner? Where's your safest place to sit?
All right. I have a girlfriend whose dad was a pilot at United. He never hurt anyone.
Yeah.
By the way, he retired. He always said the most comfortable ride was above the wing.
That's the most comfortable. And,
because
and,
less turbulence.
Right. You're in the most stabilizing of positions on the plane by the wings.
But I'm going to say the seat directly behind the wing, like if you can try and judge it, because if the plane cracks in half, you're going to be on the second half of it.
Right.
If it nosedives, chances are you're going to be, you're not in the front, so hopefully you could survive.
I think if your plane cracks in half, I'm not sure.
You're on a front row for that, so I'm going to sit right behind the wing. My oxygen mask will come down.
Yeah.
And I'll eat a pen.
You brought me peanuts when I specifically asked for pens to eat during this horrible plane situation.
No salt.
Please, no salt on the pens. Please.
Oh, well, Judy, where would you sit?
Judy, what do you think is the safest?
I would sit in the exit where you
sit. Oh, you're going to get sucked out.
Yeah, but that's the easiest place to get out, if anything, if you crash.
But then you have the responsibility. I refuse to sit
in
that
you
seat.
You think I'm going to open the door and go, all right, everyone, come on.
Then you can't sit there.
I know.
They ask you that if you're willing to accept that responsibility.
Of course I would, but no, I think that's the safest place.
If anyone sees Judy Pilak sitting in an exit row, tell on her.
Scream.
She is not going to help anyone.
I made the really bad choice of taking the seat directly in front of that row.
Why is that a bad place?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Don't ever take it. You can never put your seat back. It doesn't even go back. Does not go back.
It doesn't, does it?
Because it would block the exit.
Yes.
Can I tell you, I have never once, it'll sound like I'm lying, but I'm not lying. I don't put my seat back unless I know for sure no one's sitting behind me, which hasn't happened in years. Because I don't want to do anything to manipulate.
But what happens when the person in front of you?
That's when I put mine back.
Yeah,
I live with that.
Room.
Well, then you're just suffering.
I'm not
needlessly
suffering, but I don't want to.
No, it's insufferable because sitting straight up like that was horrible for that whole flight.
Was it?
Yes.
And I can endure that.
And everyone in front of me was back.
Yeah, I mean, more people do it than not, but
if somebody in front of me pushes the seat back, I do it ever so slightly, and then I inch back a little bit more. I hate when people just
dart back.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Because what if I'm bending down getting my
a pen to eat? I'm still hungry. These on-flight meals are not what they used to be. I need another
bit.
Someone
dropped a pen on the floor.
We should auction off that chewed pen cap on eBay.
Yes. Make a fortune with
that. I never
that.
Think about that.
The safety? Seat?
No, the seat going back. Of course, why wouldn't you? If you could put your seat back, put it back.
I tell you something, Bill? If it goes back, then it can go back.
I know. I just.
Does your wife put it back?
Yeah. Everyone does. I think I'm the only person in the world that just doesn't do it.
You like to be miserable.
Bad.
Then why do you turn around and say, I'm going to put my seat back?
Do you mind if I?
Yeah.
I've thought about that a couple times. But then, you know, if I'm that guy, I guess then you go, yeah, sure, please put it back if you see the need.
Of course.
How about this?
Then you feel better.
Look at the person behind you, and if their seat is back, you can put your seat back.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting move.
It's amazing he gets through life every day. I mean, seriously.
I'm always of the mindset of I don't want to discomfort anybody. And even though it's just a couple of inches, let's say it's a person that needs more space back there. You know, I don't want to cut back on their already limited space. So I go, I can live with the extra.
But that's a good way to do it. See if they're.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I would
because you're messing with the whole. I mean, pretty much everybody puts their seat. It only goes
domino
back
principle.
2 inches.
Yeah, I know. That's
no big deal.
I know.
It's not like the old days.
All right. I'm going to start asking. I won't just do it on my own, but I'll turn to the person and say,
God, I hope you're never on my flight.
I'll say, I'm a guy. I work with a lady who just eats pens all day, so I don't know about the norms in society.
There's going to be a person sitting there waiting to take off with their earbuds in or taking a nap. Bill's going to tap on their shoulder.
Excuse me,
sir, miss.
Yeah.
Is your seat back?
Do you mind if I move my seat back just a smidgen?
You know what? You're going to get this from the person. What?
Exactly. Right.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, but then I'll
Weirdo.
Feel better. I'll feel better, though, if I have their blessing.
Just see if their seat's
yeah,
back.
Get up, yeah. walk by,
go
and then,
pretend you're going to the bathroom.
This. Go, oh, your seat's back.
Oh, maybe it's okay for everybody
yeah,
to put their seats
back. Maybe
I'll
put my seat back right in front of you.
All right.
And then they'll say John Lovitz is on the plane. Good God.
The safest seat, as it turns out, in a commercial airliner, if you're flying on a commercial airliner, the safest, your safest
just behind the wings.
Not necessarily. Nope.
Co-pilot.
The middle seats in the rear section, they say, are the best with a fatality rate of 28%. If you're to get into a plane crash, you have roughly a 1 in 4 chance of surviving. That's even that. That's your best seat.
You know what? I'd rather be comfortable during right. the flight.
Right.
If I'm going down, chances are I'm not going to survive anyway, so I may as well be comfortable and put my seat back.
Right.
Well, I'm going to sit in first class, and then when we go down, run back to that section.
Right.
Throw someone out of their seat.
Hey, peasant down. People, go up toward first class where I was sitting.
But can I tell you that I really only fly Southwest anymore because
yeah.
I don't go anywhere that demands a bigger plane.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't really middle rows where on Southwest. There's like two rows.
No, but there's
one
three,
window.
But there's three seats
you on the left side, an aisle, and three seats on the right.
But they're saying select the middle seat in that three seat combo, but do it
towards
toward
the back.
Back
of the plane.
Right.
Because some planes have like a middle row of five seats.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
they meant.
So like row, you know, 26 or if 24 or something like that.
Yeah,
and the middle seat.
Yeah.
I always sit in the middle, so I'm good.
Do you really?
I try to because I don't like flying.
Yeah.
I don't want to look out the window.
But that's the
I like the aisle.
For most people, that's the least desirable of the three. You want either
yes.
aisle or window.
Window, there's no you can't get in there. You got to contort yourself. I'm
yeah.
only 5'6". I can't imagine you, Kevin, trying to get into a window seat. Don't you hit your head every time?
Yeah, but I always opt for the window seat because otherwise
you can sleep.
Well, yeah. I trust that. You can use the wall. And then also Sarah will always take, you know, she loves the window seat, but she always has to get up to the bathroom, use the bathroom like 9 times.
Oh. You should get a catheter.
I think that's what the
best thing. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Call in advance. They'll have one set up
okay,
for you when you
yeah.
get to the airport.
Not through United, though.
No. No. You don't want to, you don't want to irritate them.
Don't you think flying United, you're going to get the best service ever right about now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would imagine with what their last couple of weeks have been that, yeah, this would be the time.
I'm waiting for the
sale. Mimosas.
Mimosas. Every seat is first class.
There was a. This is so funny that they did this, but on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, they did a United parody. And, you know, the voice of United is Matt Damon. So it was Matt Damon starting out doing a United commercial, but then he poked fun at the airlines. And then at the end, he said, this will probably cost me my job.
I'm sure it will.
It was very bold of them to do that.
Isn't it great to have so much money that you can let like a national gig like United Airlines just fall by the wayside?
That's a big money job to be the on-air spokesperson of United.
I didn't even know he was.
Yeah. For the last couple of years, he took over for Gene Hackman. It was Gene Hackman, and then it became Matt Damon. But, you know, he's had this running gag on Jimmy Kimmel's
right.
show about getting bumped. So he was doing a United commercial, and then he got bumped by Jimmy Kimmel.
That's
Jimmy
funny.
Became the new voice of United.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, that's Jimmy Kimmel making fun of it, not Matt Damon.
But
well,
he was in on it.
Oh,
he was in on
it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
They shouldn't have celebrities being spokespeople. It has taken all these jobs. I know your wife is a voiceover
yeah.
actor.
Yeah.
Ever? I mean, it shouldn't be celebrity endorsements
right. that's
for
what I was,
everything.
I thought that about animation, too. I'm like, why does it
I know.
Have to be the... How about the actors, the stage actors, the ones who
right.
really...
Because then otherwise you
yeah.
envision, like, when Gilbert Gottfried was in doing the voices.
Yeah.
yeah. No. The what was he? Aladdin? What was his role?
Iago, the bird.
Yes.
Oh, the bird, right.
I can only picture him.
Yeah.
It's like Dory.
Right.
I can't hear her without thinking of Dory.
Yeah.
Except the casting agents say there's something subliminal in us. Like, if we're watching an animated film or a commercial, even though a lot of times you go, I know that voice, but I'm not sure who it is. There's something in our brains that registers it as that's a comfortable voice for you. You know who that is.
Yeah, but they're already acting. The poor voiceover
that, yeah.
Right, they've
artists,
got their money. They don't need
that's
it.
That's what they do for a living, and now with the celebrities taking the gigs.
Right. I keep hearing the guy from Modern Family, Ed.
O'Neill.
Is it Ed O'Neill? Who's the father on Modern Family? Is that
Which
his
name? Father?
Yeah, from
like
Married
four.
With
yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I've heard him do voiceovers for two different companies in the last couple of days. And that's weird to me because he's got a fine voice, but I wouldn't go, that's the guy who's got to represent our product. But he's working steadily at it. Hmm. But yeah, there's a lot more people who are famous doing voiceover work now than ever before.
Bobcat Goldthwait should do some voiceovers.
He should do a lot more. He should.
Well.
Here's what it says here. Air travel is the safest form of transportation in the country. In 2016, for the seventh year in a row, exactly zero people died from plane crashes on U.S.-certified scheduled airlines.
In this past year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody lost their lives because of an airplane crash in 2016. Sorry. Experts estimate your overall odds of perishing in a plane crash are well into the millions. Those are amazing odds. I mean, I know a lot of people are afraid to fly, but when you look at stats like that, and this is the safest period, as awful as September 11th was, we have had, since September 11th, we've had the safest period of air travel ever.
And I don't mind taking my shoes off, and I don't mind delays. I mean, within reason.
Right.
But I'd rather be safe.
Right.
Always.
But curious travelers may still wonder about the safest place to be in the event of a very unlikely accident, and the answer, it turns out, depends on the type of crash that you're involved in. Each incident or crash is unique, said Allison Duquette, who's a spokeswoman for the Federal Aviation Administration. Impact could come from a nosedive, a water landing, or a runway collision. For example, as a result, she said, there really is no safest seat. So
be comfortable.
Be comfortable. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. But then, as we pointed out, it goes on to say, if you do have your choice, the one that seems to have the greatest success rate, survival rate, would be your middle seats toward the end of the plane. So ask for them by name.
I hate sitting in the back.
You know,
it's very claustrophobic. Noisy and it's like you smell the fuel.
The bad food.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like in the back is
rumbly.
Because of the time it takes for everybody to get off the plane.
You're just standing there.
You're looking at an extra 15 to 20 minutes.
It is really not fun to fly. I'm sorry. I flew for the first time when I was a sophomore in high school, went to Hawaii. My mom combined birthday presents, graduation presents, and Christmas presents. Five girls, one set of parents. We went to Whalers Village in Maui, my first time flying. That's a long flight. And this was after the engine fell off of flight 191 at O'Hare, so I was a little scared about it. And everybody dressed up, and it was like a special occasion. The flight was actually a cool part of the vacation. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you're sitting on a train.
Yeah.
There's nothing special. There's no special treatment.
Right.
I know I'm fine with Southwest with, you know, you can order some kind of little snack box or something.
For an additional charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't care about that. It's, you know, you get to the airport early and go to Potbelly's or McDonald's or something. But it's just, that used to be the exciting part of a trip as well as flying, and now it is just such a pain.
But do you think part of that plays into the fact that it was your first time on a plane? Because I remember everything about my first flight, too, but the second and third and fourth.
Well, it used to be special because you didn't fly that much.
Right, because it was expensive.
You fly as much as you take the train. You know,
right.
I've probably flown under 10 times in my life.
That's it?
I'm not really afraid of it anymore, but it's...
You should join Delta's infrequent flyer program.
They give out pens.
100 points for every pen you eat on their flights. Just consider it. I'm not saying
you have to join it.
I like when people use like jewel bags as luggage on a plane. That's always impressive to me.
It was interesting when you were talking about the people sitting in back and having to wait. The least they should do, the very least is, because it's stupid how they board a plane. Board from the back up to the front.
Yeah.
So the first people sit down, and it's just more confusion. It's more crowded.
Sure.
It takes longer. You know, those people have to sit in the last row anyway. Let them get on first.
Right.
Doesn't that make more sense?
It does.
You know, I've been on flights where they do that. It's not frequent, but there have been times where they've loaded from the back to the front. But I think there's something about the mystique of being in first class where you go, I get to be the first one on the plane.
Others as they walk by you.
It does cost
a lot more
money, so let first class board. But then when you start with row one.
Right.
Right.
Yes, it's ridiculous to do it that way.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, pretty much the airlines, you have any kind of little issue with anyone.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no problem. Board first.
Yeah, they cave in very easily.
Yeah, they do.
I can't understand this. On the train, now I understand that on your average, like, metro train, there are exits every other car, so I understand that. But the time from when the train gets in and everyone's off the train to an airplane, where, honestly, if you're in the back, on our flight back from New York, we were the second to the last row. It was 20 minutes before the first person got off and we got off, just because everyone just took their time. Why on a train is it so fast and on a plane is it so
bigger
slow?
Bigger aisles and no luggage.
Is that
the luggage, the carry-ons is what
it must
really...
Be
and more exits, yeah.
And maybe because a lot of places are charging for checked-in bags.
Yeah.
So now everybody's packing stuff
yep.
into their carry-ons, right?
And
so
trying that to get, you know, I think you could take a purse and two bags, right? On
two jewel bags.
I mean, so people are really
right, like a computer
yeah.
or and
well, look at what just had the American incident now with
the
woman
stroller.
With the stroller.
Yeah,
I mean, and I on the way in, I was telling my son, I go, people are just being so much more defiant and to me irresponsible. I don't know, really, don't know the
whole situation.
Yeah, the whole situation, but it's an oversized stroller. You're mm-hmm. not supposed to, but people just try to do it anyway. You know, they'll try to take the oversized bag on and
didn't you
it's
have
ridiculous.
To check like when the girls were little, we had to check we had like a double stroller and we always had to check that
as you're getting on the plane,
right.
you
yeah.
just leave it
they
there.
Have a scale. Yeah. They even check you before, at the gate now. You know, sometimes you have to put your bag on a scale.
Oh right, I've been
yeah,
over the
just,
limit.
Or, yeah.
It's a 50-pound limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that's why I like Southwest, quite honestly, because you get your bags free. So now I used to always carry things on because you're like, oh, what if they lose my luggage? I don't care. I don't want to deal with having to put it in the overhead. If the overhead over my seat is filled, I don't want it over someone else's stuff because I like my stuff by me.
Right.
So Southwest is the way to go. I will say this. You can pay extra to get the A seating. And a lot of people I've noticed in a family, say, of six, two of them or three of them will pay for the extra to get the advanced seating.
And
they save seats.
Sure.
Now, that is wrong. I don't think you should be able to save seats. It's like...
But I don't understand. Don't you have assigned seating on Southwest?
No. You get
A,
B, and C.
You can check in early.
Oh.
So 24 hours before your flight, you go on the app or your computer and you check in and you get either an A letter, a B letter, or C letter.
And then you can sit anywhere in that section?
And then they let the A group in first, like what, 50 people, 100 people maybe?
Yes.
I think 50.
Well, the next time that happens, just say no, you can't save and sit down.
But I can't do that to somebody.
Create an international incident.
But, I mean, really, that's what happens. You know half the families, or one person
sure.
in the family is paying the extra to get the A.
Right.
And then, I don't want to split up a family, but it's like, come on.
Yeah. No, that's cheating.
That's totally yeah. cheating.
And you'd only be splitting them up temporarily. You understand that, right?
No, they'll get back together.
They'll get back together when the plane lands, Wendy.
Oh. I thought I'd split them
no,
up forever.
No.
Probably
don't,
be an uncomfortable ride, but...
Right.
And the voice of Southwest Airlines is Scarlett Johansson, someone is saying.
Wow. Of Southwest?
Maybe you'll fly her more often, Bill.
For United, it's Matt Damon, or it was until he did the Jimmy Kimmel thing the other night. Now I'm not so sure it still is.
But I think that's the least
Scarlett
of their
Johansson
worries.
Might be for Southwest. That's possible. I can't remember. It's very possible.
And then what's her name? Does the Miles, she just got divorced from Ben Affleck.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, she does some airline commercial. She's always talking about Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's
a credit card. It's a credit card. But yeah.
But she's always talking about Miles.
Right. That's why they divorced. He's like, could we just discuss something other than Miles, please?
630 wants to know, do they check my jewel bag of pens at the gate?
They have to.
You got to travel with me.
They have to. All right, we must take a break. Judy, thanks for hanging out. It's Bill. Stick around. We still have 4 minutes of fun ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's the bonus minute. We are back for the bonus minute. Welcome to it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
I think we accomplished a lot today.
I have a toothache.
Then I look at that as an accomplishment, don't you?
For you.
Something changed. We did something. You didn't have one when we started, and now you have one.
You're making me self-conscious about people bringing jewel bags on a flight. What if you're on your way home from somewhere and you bought souvenirs and they're not necessarily jewel bags, but they are bags of stuff you purchased? Is that acceptable?
That's acceptable, but I have been on flights on more than one occasion where people have put all the clothes that they're bringing on their trip and just thrown it in a jewel bag.
Instead of luggage?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never done that.
I've seen that happen more than once. And
do you know what I actually bought for trips?
Huh.
It is a duffel bag that folds into a little foldable thing, and you unzip it, and you get this big duffel bag for souvenirs.
I've seen those.
I now carry that in
my
luggage.
Yeah, that's a great thing to have. I think like Brookstone and stuff sells those, right? They when
so
you're
does
done
TJ
with it,
Maxx.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're cheap.
Yeah, you can get them there.
They used to be $100, and now you can get them probably for $5.99.
Boys and girls, that's all the show we have for you today. The bonus hour has come to a close. We hope you enjoyed what you heard. If not, we will try a lot harder tomorrow. A lot harder.
Really?
Not a lot harder, but hard, you know, all right. a slight bit harder. So please listen in tomorrow and then Thursday and Friday. Gilbert Gottfried will be on with us on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That'll be fun.
Always a pleasure to have him.
Yep.
On the stream or the real radio show?
He will be on the more conventional of the two shows, not during the bonus. I don't think he's during the bonus hour.
I like this bonus hour.
But yeah, it's like an extra hour.
It's like our clubhouse.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks to Dave Plyer for providing the Playboy magazines underneath the console. I'm going to tell your mom, Dave. She's not going to be happy. And Orange Fanta was provided by his friend Danny. That's it for today's show, everybody. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening. Nothing is next. Bye, everybody.